Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and Praise Factor People's Choice Awards is coming to Atlanta September 18th through the 20th. And joining me is the CEO of the PG Network, Pastor T. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. You've got your hands full.
I do, but you know I'm loving every minute of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first of all, tell us about the PG Network.
Well, you know, the PG Network is a conglomerate, that's what I call it, that has been established to undergird and support up-and-coming new artists. We're on a mission right now to get away from that word indie because it carries such a stigma of being subpar.
Yeah.
So we're on the move now to call them inspired artists instead of independent artists.
Okay.
And the platform is there to support them, give them an opportunity to have their music playing on radio, give them an opportunity for television and radio features, and to support them in their different endeavors and events that they're doing. So that is the purpose of the PG Network.
All right. And I see, how many stations do you have under there?
Well, you know, I have one station that is the Praise Fest Gospel Network, but the Praise Fest Gospel Hour show, which is my show that I host, is on 22 different networks worldwide.
Wow. That is phenomenal, phenomenal. So you created this Praise Factor People's Choice Award, and I remember the first year and thought, how phenomenal. I said, this chick has really thought this thing through. It's far-reaching, it's global, and it makes that artist work.
Amen.
So talk about the Praise Factor People's Choice Awards.
Well, you hit it on the head. It is designed to empower up-and-coming artists and to inspire them even the more, but at the same time to teach them that it's not just about being able to sing or do a mime or spoken word. You have to work.
Yes.
As, you know, being undiscovered or unsigned, that means you don't have the big label or agencies backing you. You have to do the work yourself. And a lot of times what we were finding is the new artists just didn't have a good concept of that. They thought, okay, if they ran in the right circles and they took a few selfies with the right important people and they had a great voice or a great talent, that they could be successful. So they were spinning wheels, and a lot of them getting very frustrated. And as they were sharing their frustrations, the Lord laid it on my heart that I could do my part into helping educate and empower them and then giving them a little bit more wind underneath their wings. So that's what the platform does. It's a four-month process of voting and eliminating process through voting publicly. And the drive is to get to that core group of people that are very serious about their performing arts ministry and then help them to get to the next level. So we do training calls with them. We do bonus rounds with them, which engages their fans and incorporates their Twitter and their Facebook and all of their social media activities. And then we do a big ceremony over a weekend of a period of time that honors them and rewards them for their hard work. And then after that, we take them out on a 35-city tour and make them work even more.
All right. I love it. I love it. It's all about exposure.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, the national artists know that. You know, even the ones that are making millions of dollars, they still go on promotional tours.
Absolutely. And they have to. You have to stay relevant in the industry or, you know, the next big thing happens and leaves you behind.
That's right. So talk about the real issues of that up-and-coming artist, because I was just talking to a lady recently about, you know, song construction, that, you know, the CD that she sent me, the single she sent me was not a song. And so, you know, just talking with her about that, about what constitutes a song, you know, that kind of thing. And so up-and-coming artists have some different issues.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that we have found challenging with the up-and-coming artists is to get them to understand they have to sow into themselves, that everything is not going to be free. And usually, you know, when you're getting everything handed to you or free or whatever, it's not the quality that you're going to need to be competitive in the national level. Mm-hmm. So our first challenge is to change their mindsets about money.
Yes.
You're going to have some money to undergird, you know, what mm-hmm. they're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
even to get their project up to par and to get good writers or good producers or engineers to help them with it, they're going to have money. So like the young lady you were just speaking of, I'm sure if she had a decent amount of money to pay the right people, she could have a great song,
yeah.
a great project.
Song is
but
good.
A lot
yeah.
of them are trying to do it themselves on mm-hmm. their computers and, you
yeah.
know, because they don't want to spend any money or don't have it.
Technology has really kind of ruin the mindset. I mean, you know, if you have it and, you know, where it's great sound and you know what you're doing and you can mix and master and it's that good quality, well, great. Go
right.
for that. But if it's not, take it to the professionals.
But even in that, in order for them to have the right equipment, the right software,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge and the talent to do it, it's going to cost money.
Yeah, it is. It really
so
is.
The key thing there is everybody's got to embrace the fact that you're going to have some money to undergird your dream and,
yeah.
and to take it to that next level. So we impress upon them a lot about that. And then image, we talk a lot about that. Artist development, we're training a
mm-hmm.
lot in that area. Because a lot of times you may be a great singer and you get on stage and you're like, blah,
yeah,
you know. And
yeah.
unfortunately, yes, we know it's all about ministry and about sharing the word of God through song or mime or dance or whatever. But people are visual.
Very.
And if your presentation is not good,
mm-hmm.
you're going to lose your audience or your followers or the fans. So we talk a lot about that with the up-and-coming artists
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. I know for me, and I'm excited about Praise Factor People's Choice Awards this year. Some people have inboxed me and said, hey, I'm going to be performing on certain showcase. I know you have my music, you haven't played it, but I want you to see me in person. And I'm like, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see them in person, you know. But that stage production is so important. It really, really is.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes, again, artists have great voices, and then they forget about what they have to do on the stage. That this
Absolutely.
Is show business. This is show business.
Absolutely. And a lot of that comes from our teachings in the church.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've even had artists say, oh, no, I can't promote myself. That's sacrilegious. What? How are they going to know that you are doing what you say God has purposed you to do if you don't promote and let them know? So we do a lot with changing of mindset with the Praise Factor People's Choice Awards.
Jesus says you are a light. You better shine. You know?
Absolutely. And it's like it's different. And we tell them it's different than puffing yourself
up
versus you know, promoting your talent, your
yes.
gift, or what
yeah.
your calling is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you got to let the people know. I said, don't your pastor do it?
Yeah.
Don't your pastor put flyers out and tell you guys to go and tell other people about his conferences
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
about Sunday services? It's the same thing.
Yeah. It really even telling people about Jesus. You know?
Exactly.
We got to do that. We got to
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know that I had an artist send me a full project, and it was mixed and mastered so poorly, and then when she called me and asked me about it, and I said, do you want my honest, you want honesty? And she said yes, she and her husband. And I began to just tell them song by song, this is
mm-hmm.
this. I said, but basically the vocals are good, backgrounds are good, but everything was mixed and mastered poorly. And she started yelling, say, you want me to go do this over? And I spent $10,000. I said, you spent what?
Ooh.
She said she spent $10,000 to have
wow.
that project
But that
done.
Goes, that again
yeah.
is another area that we cover,
mm-hmm.
you know, through Praise Factor. You have to use wisdom. Do your homework. You know, do your
yes.
due diligence and check out these people before you pay your good money
oh,
to have
goodness.
People do things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of production out here, a lot of producers, and a lot of them are doing stuff in their garage and
yeah.
telling you that they have a big studio somewhere and all of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to do your homework and find out exactly what you're, you know, paying into. And I mean, I've heard the horror stories
yes.
as well.
Yes.
But if you don't do your research or even, you know, check like with entities like us, we tell our artists as they go through Praise Factor, if somebody approaches you and they have this wonderful thing that they can do for you, check with us.
Yes.
Because if they are on the level, we know about them one way or another,
we
can find out about them, you know. But even in that, a lot of the artists won't take us up on it. They call us after the fact. Man, they just told me they was going to do this and do that.
They took
I'm like,
my
well,
money.
See.
Right. And you know, don't sign anything.
Please,
you have to have money to have an attorney look at that.
Absolutely.
You know, there's all these different kind of contracts now. You need an attorney.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, you're going to have to spend some money to be successful at this.
You really are. To have all your ducks in a row and have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed is very important.
Absolutely.
And we're talking next level. It's the difference between being where you are and getting to that next level. And that's
Absolutely.
What everybody wants to
and
do.
And defining what your next level
is. Mm-hmm.
Because that's, again, some of the things we cover in our business sessions with the artists. If you have been called and purposed as a local artist, then stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to be over there across the globe making a mess of things? And vice versa. If you're called to the nations and you're sitting here just doing local from church to church to church, you're going to be out of order and frustrated.
Mm.
So identifying exactly what levels you're supposed to be on is key as well.
That's good. That's very good right there. So let's talk about the events of the Praise Factor weekend, because there are lots of events happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have lots of participants, so we want to make sure everybody gets, you know, their opportunity
mm-hmm.
for exposure. And we're actually kicking it off with a really big press conference industry mixer on the Monday before all of the events
mm-hmm.
start. And we're really excited about that because we have Chili's has come on board as a sponsor.
Yay.
So we're very excited about that event.
Mm-hmm. It's Monday the 14th.
Yes.
What time?
It starts at 6 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we will be doing our official announcement of the grand finale finalists. We've got some tickets that we're going to be giving away for the weekend events. And also, we're very excited about our Youth on the Rise Awards this season.
Yes.
And Chili's has come on board as a sponsor for that. And what they're doing is giving 10% from 6 to 9 while we're there doing the press conference. 10% of all sales are coming back into the Youth on the Rise Awards
That's
platform
awesome.
To help continue growing that platform and giving the youth an opportunity to expound on their dreams.
Yes. And which mm-hmm. Chili's is that? We want everybody to come out.
It's the Chili's that's at Camp...
Camp Creek?
Camp Creek, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about that because they actually reached out to us. So that lets us know our brand is getting out and more in front of people that can help us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we move on to Friday. Everybody's coming in on Thursday.
Yes.
Some people are coming in early, like on Monday.
Yes, we
mm-hmm.
have a few that are coming in because they wanted to be a part of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, Friday morning we have our trophy presentations for everybody that won in their various categories on the platform during the voting process.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be presenting their trophies to them, and there's an artist showcase that takes place. And everything is happening at the Sheraton Atlanta Airport Hotel.
What
so
street is
they don't
that?
Have to venture far. Everything is in that one hotel.
What street is that on,
Pastor T? And we start at 9 a.m. on Friday morning, the 18th. And from there, we go into our business sessions mm-hmm. that afternoon. And then we have our radio broadcasters reception that is being facilitated by none other than our very own Twanda Black.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we're very excited about that. So many artists were trying to get on that showcase because
mm-hmm.
all of the radio broadcasters are going to be there
exactly.
and all the TV people are going to be there being, you know, we're showing appreciation
mm-hmm.
to them for their services by way of you. So thank you for that wonderful brainstorm of yours to add to the Praise Factor weekend.
Absolutely.
And then... from there, and that is at 4,
mm-hmm.
again, at the Sheraton Hotel. And at 7:30 that night, we're having our Inspirational Urban Showcase, which is a diverse platform for all forms of performing arts ministry,
mm-hmm.
whether it's traditional, quartet, holy hip-hop, contemporary, mime, dancers, spoken word, it's
yeah.
everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of rock groups that's going to be there. We're very excited
cool.
about them.
Cool. Very cool.
So, and that takes care of everything for Friday. Then we start out Saturday morning, the 19th, again at the Sheraton Hotel with our Youth on the Rise Awards. And this is the very first one, so everybody is very excited about that, hosted by Jonathan Valencia, who is, Minister Jonathan Valencia,
yes,
a 14-year-old child prodigy that is just blowing everybody's minds in gospel right now. And his co-host is a young lady out of the New Jersey area by the name of Kilaze. And she is a holy hip-hop artist that is on fire. Young lady is just beautiful. So we're excited about that awards platform as well. And right after that, we'll take a lunch break, and then we will have our Choir Mania Showcase, the Gene Andrews Choir Mania Showcase, which is featuring choirs from around the area. And that is going to be an outstanding, you know, that's what I said, that's going to be the one where we just have some good old-fashioned church.
That's right.
You know, you're nothing like a good choir music. He's bringing in his B. Hammond, you know, I said, oh, he's going all out with the whole organ and everything. So he's really want to get that church feel in. So that's for our more seasoned saints and those that really like the more traditional flow. That showcase is going to be a blessing for them.
Okay.
And then from there, everybody's, you know, getting ready for the big gala that night. We start red carpet at 5 p.m. And we got 30 different media outlets that's going to be on site to make sure that it's covered well and everybody gets good interviews and you know, that everybody's exposure is gone to the highest of heights this weekend, that weekend. And then the main event, our grand championship event, will take place immediately following the red carpet. And we will have our grand champion crowned by the time we finish that event. And then the final event will be Sunday morning, again, at the Sheraton Hotel. That is our Trailblazer Legacy Honors and Kingdom Heirs Humanitarian Awards. And we're going to have, again, interviewing and broadcasting with Twanda Black. So we're excited about that as well. And honoring some great people during our Trailblazer Honors, and that the actual award ceremony starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. And just to name a few people, we will be honoring Wanda Nero Butler as the Trailblazer honoree. We also have Ms. Zenona Clayton being honored as the Kingdom Heirs Award, Congressman David Scott, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, who is the owner of Impact Television, and also Mayor Evelyn Wynn Dixon, who is the mayor of Riverdale, Georgia. And so we're going to be having some dignitaries in the midst of us and being honored as well. So we're very excited.
Very excited about all of the festivities
for Praise Factor Weekend.
Yes, yes, great weekend. And we came back from Montego Bay in Jamaica. When I tell you, the talent there is phenomenal.
Yes.
Was phenomenal. And we're going back next year in April, right?
Yes, April 22nd through the 24th. We'll be back in Montego Bay, Jamaica for our international version of Praise Factor.
Oh, talk about the cruise in
November. Oh, yes, the cruise. So much going on, and you know, we just thank God for all the doors that He has opened for the inspired artists to be able to do these types of things. But we do have a cruise that has been designated just for our new and up and coming inspired artists, and that is November the 12th through the 15th, leaving out of Orlando, Florida, heading to Nassau, Bahamas.
Yes, can't wait,
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. We have three showcases that we're doing on board ship, and then we have an official meet and greet showcase that we're going to be doing on the island of Nassau, Bahamas.
Can't wait. It's going to be phenomenal and a great time to just vacation, relax, and enjoy and fellowship with great folks, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to need a vacation after all this stuff.
Oh, yes, you will, my dear. Yes, you will. So talk about how people can be a part of Praise Factor People's Choice Awards coming up in the next week, September 18th through the 20th.
Oh, absolutely. All of those events that I mentioned, they are also showcases. So anybody that wants to showcase their talent, all they need to do is connect with us at www.praisefactorawards.com. And praise is spelled P-R-A-Y-Z-E. And that, you know, we will give them an opportunity to showcase their talents. If they're looking for tickets and they just want to come out and enjoy the festivities, they can go to that same website, www.praisefactorawards.com. And everything is there for them. Just click on the Season 7 menu tab, and it has everything there, the itinerary, different flyers so you can see what's happening, the links to register for anything. We have vendor spots still available if anybody has a business that they want to put on showcase or display. Mm-hmm. We have that. We will have a booth set up for anybody who's interested in being a part of the next season of Praise Factor, which is heading to Jamaica. That booth will be available for them to sign up or get information about the trip as well. And there will be information there about the cruise and everything else that we have going on right there in the lobby.
Okay, and we're going to be at the Sheraton Atlanta Airport Hotel. And just looking forward to the entire weekend, Praise Factor People's Choice Awards, September 18th through the 20th. We hope to see you there. Give that website one more time, Pastor T.
It's www.praisefactorawards.com. And praise is spelled P-R-A-Y-Z-E, praisefactorawards.com.
All right, Atlanta, we hope to see you there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.